Margaret, I see you've got Republican National Committee Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel this weekend. She certainly has a big job as she tries to rebuild the standing of her party.
She does. But if you thought that after the violence of January 6th, the Republican Party would be divorcing itself from President Trump, you were wrong. He will return to the main stage Sunday at a major gathering of conservatives known as CPAC and deliver a big address. He's also slated to help fundraise for the RNC, which is the Republican Party that Ronna McDaniel runs. They are trying to straddle both worlds here, even though there is a war within. You have Congresswoman Liz Cheney of Wyoming saying things this week like the GOP needs to make clear it is not the party of white supremacy. You've got Congressman Adam Kinzinger, who will be one of my guests on Sunday, also talking about the need for a divorce. So we're going to talk about this, what it means for the country, what it means for the party, because it's reflective of the identity crisis in many ways.
We understand that the $15 federal minimum wage is no longer part of the coronavirus relief package. What happened there, Margaret, and does it make it easier now for the rest of that package to speed on through Congress?
The short answer is yes. It makes it easier for the American Rescue Plan to be ushered through Congress because this provision was a problem even for fellow Democrats like Kristen Sinema and Joe Manchin. When they were talking to President Biden, made clear that they couldn't put their shoulder behind anything that included this provision. Why? It's pretty hard for small businesses to afford to do this in the midst of the crisis that has accompanied this pandemic. It's easier for companies like Walmart and Costco, who both in the private sector as major retailers went ahead and raised the minimum wage anyway to about $15 an hour. So it doesn't mean the push isn't coming or that it won't be included in future bills. Remember, this is really important, particularly to the left wing within the Democratic Party, the progressives. So you should expect to hear more about this, but it won't be in this $2 trillion rescue plan that the Biden White House is really trying to push through.
Obviously, COVID-19, Margaret, still on the front burner. And by the time you go on the air Sunday morning, it is possible that we could have emergency authorization of the J&J vaccine.
It is possible. We will talk to a number of guests, and including the former FDA commissioner, Dr. Scott Gottlieb, about this. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine is a one-shot vaccine. It has gotten easier to transport things like the Pfizer vaccine, which they've made clear doesn't necessarily need all the refrigeration care that they thought it once did. But J&J's vaccine is sort of a lower maintenance vaccine in some ways, and thus could potentially be used in rural areas and places that don't have the infrastructure that is required for or has been thought to be required for the mRNA vaccines made by Moderna and Pfizer. So this is more supply coming on at a time it is very much needed.
We have heard you a lot this morning talking about the ongoing discussions between the White House and the Saudi Kingdom. How delicate an effort is that, not only for the Saudis, but for President Biden, Margaret?
This is a key relationship between the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia and the United States. Saudi Arabia is America's geostrategic ally in the Middle East. They're the largest purchaser of U.S.-made weapons in the world. And this is a relationship that President Biden will need to maintain. The 85-year-old king is who President Biden spoke to yesterday, King Salman. He is the father of Mohammed bin Salman, the crown prince and defense minister who we know is about to be named in this imminent intelligence report release about the murder of Jamal Khashoggi, because the CIA assessed that it was the crown prince who approved the murder of this U.S.-based journalist. So this is a pretty awkward thing to be happening in the midst of this important relationship. So you have the Biden administration trying to figure out kind of a diplomatic way out to look responsive without necessarily causing a further rift in a relationship. If the king, who is 85, dies tomorrow, Mohammed bin Salman will be the ruler. So President Biden will have to deal with him. So what we can expect the administration to do is to set new parameters. Perhaps a directive coming from the State Department is what I'm hearing that lays out that other countries who attack journalists working for U.S. institutions will face consequences. Saudi Arabia, unfortunately, is not the only country that targets and attacks journalists.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.